With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. A company with direct ties to Governor Kristi Noem's cabinet received nearly $600,000 in pandemic relief money from the state. Companies registered to a cabinet member's business associates received millions more. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Hag companies received a small business grant from a state coronavirus relief fund. The company's most recent annual report for 2020 says Steve Westra is the company's vice president and secretary. In January of 2019, Westra became commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. He filed a financial interest statement showing income from Hag companies at that time. Cabinet members are not required to update those forms each year. Other corporations are registered to Hag companies leaders Paul and Peter Hag. Their holdings include real estate, hotels, construction, an assisted living center, and a property management firm. SDPB identified grants to at least seven Hag-affiliated companies, totaling $3.6 million. The money came from the state's share of federal coronavirus relief funds. Westra did not return messages. Governor Noem spokesman Ian Fury emailed a statement. It says, quote, "Commissioner Westra has taken a leave of absence from his private sector companies and is working for the state of South Dakota. Decisions about grant program acceptances were made by an independent third party," end quote. Conflict of interest laws forbid state officials from overseeing contracts that benefit them. In this case, it was the State Bureau of Finance and Management, not Westra's agency, that worked with a private contractor to distribute the grants. But Westra's office was involved. One of his state employees conducted a webinar explaining the grant program to applicants. The state's Government Accountability Board has authority to receive and investigate conflict of interest complaints. The board consists of four judges. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesiba of Sioux Falls says he doesn't know if Westra did anything wrong.
But everyone in public service should be very careful to keep themselves above even the appearance of impropriety. And so this sounds problematic, although I haven't looked at it closely.
The revelations about Westra come after media outlets reported that Governor Noem's relatives received about $600,000 in state coronavirus relief grants. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it responded during last month's cold snap to generate more power. Dam operators increased hydropower along the Missouri River from Montana to South Dakota. A severe cold spell in February sent temperatures across the country into record low territory. Mike Swenson leads power production for the Army Corps' Missouri River Basin Water Management Division. He says six hydropower plants in the region increased their energy output for about 4 days during the coldest weather.
And we generated thousands of extra megawatt hours in energy assistance during that period. It was really short-term adjustment in releases, basically intra-system regulation of the project. It won't have any long-term impacts on reservoir levels, and, you know, we didn't change releases from Gavin's Point during that period.
Swenson expects the plants to generate 9.6 billion kilowatt hours this year. That's close to their long-term average. February runoff from meltwater was about 30% below average. The Army Corps expects below-average runoffs to continue for the rest of 2021. Climatologist Doug Kluck says they expect dams to see lower water levels because of extended drought conditions. That's expected to continue through the next few months.
One thing we're trying to avoid this year is going into spring, especially summer, with this kind of pattern, because the only thing summer does is dry things up more and it gets hot. So we're hoping for a good spring, wet season across the Missouri Basin, especially the Upper Basin.
The National Weather Service reports South Dakota will see above-average temperatures and below-average precipitation for the rest of March through May. A Fall River County woman convicted for brandishing a broken gun at law officers and kicking a deputy has failed to have her conviction overturned. The South Dakota Supreme Court has reaffirmed that a person can be charged with aggravated assault even if she knows her gun doesn't work. Relying on information from the court's opinion, Victoria Wicks reports for SDPB.
In June 2018, two Fall River County deputies responded to a report of domestic violence and went to the rural home of Judy Schumacher and her husband. After a series of events, the deputies stood outside a closed and locked gate with Judy Schumacher on the other side walking up the driveway toward them. The deputies' microphones and camera recorded what happened. Schumacher carried a .22 caliber revolver with the barrel resting on her shoulder. The deputies told her to drop the gun as they drew their own weapons and took cover behind their vehicle. Schumacher did not drop the pistol, but when she reached the gate, she repositioned the gun and put it on top of a fence post. When deputies ordered her to step away from it, she refused. Her husband arrived and put an end to the standoff, handing the pistol to the deputies. After securing the gun, the deputies climbed over the gate to arrest Judy Schumacher. As they were handcuffing her, she kicked one of the deputies and tried to stomp on his foot. Before and during trial, Schumacher unsuccessfully sought dismissal of two counts of aggravated assault because the gun was inoperable, a fact she knew when she brandished it. She said the simple assault should be dismissed because there was no evidence that the deputy was injured, and she asked that the jury be instructed that her gun was not a deadly weapon as defined by law. The Supreme Court unanimously upholds the trial judge's denials of her motions. Justices say a gun is designed to fire bullets, and if the victim believes the gun can do what it's supposed to do, then the victim is put in fear of imminent death or serious injury, and the elements of aggravated assault are met. As for simple assault, justices say there is evidence that the deputy was injured. In recorded audio, the kicked deputy is heard yelling, "Ouch." For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
A fungal disease that's fatal to bats is now showing up in Wind Cave National Park. White nose syndrome has killed millions of bats in North America. It's not known to be a health risk to humans, domesticated animals, or other wildlife. These are the first confirmed cases in Wind Cave. Park staff are asking visitors to stay out of closed caves and report any sick or dead bats. People should also avoid contact with the animals. Bats use caves for winter hibernation. Staff protect them by avoiding the cave's walk-in entrance. Wind Cave plans to resume limited tours in the spring with added precautions.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the friends of SDPB.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.